The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our Lord today asks us to be vigilant, to be ready. We might ask for what? What are we to be ready for? All the church fathers talk about how this passage is especially relevant for the second coming, when Christ returns to judge the living and the dead. And so this is an admonition to the disciples. Be ready when he comes again, when he returns. And it's interesting to note that he added for the second or third watch to include, the apostles, when everything first happened, they were convinced that Christ would be back in maybe a decade, maybe 20 years, 30 years. And so I can only imagine that it took them a while to realize that when he said the second or third watch, that he was telling them, you're not going to know when, but you need to be ready. Could be 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. We don't know. Could be today. The point of this gospel, though, is that we have to be ready. And again, the church fathers tell us explicitly how to do this. That's through prayer. We pray and we pray often. This is what keeps us vigilant, what keeps us ready. Prayer purifies the soul. It helps us to become aware of God in our daily tasks, in other people, and even in the beauty that surrounds us. It also helps us to become imminently aware of our own sins, our own failings, so that we can work towards rooting them out, so that we can truly be ready when Christ comes. All this is important. All of it is in preparation for that second coming. Are we ready?